the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyah, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyah. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك.
Dear listeners, as you were with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyah. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience except when you awakened me for your grace. What we were discussing was mainly the concept of Almighty Allah's grace and His favor. Tawfiqullah. This Almighty Allah's grace is what has been reflected in many traditions and verses of the Holy Quran in different forms. The most important instance or example of this, the most prominent one actually, is Hubbullah, or love for the Almighty Allah and love of the Almighty Allah. In the previous episodes, we concluded that there are many different elements based on which the true wayfarer can make his connection and relation with the Almighty Allah. But the most important of these paths is the path of hubb, or loving the Almighty Allah. So that's why Imam Hussein alayhi salam says in the supplication of Arafah, "Blind is the eye which does not see you watchful over itself, and the bargain of a servant whom you have not allotted a share from your love is in loss." This means the utmost importance of the concept of love for the Almighty Allah and loving the Almighty Allah. We'll be back after a short break.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. Hafaftahu bi-rahmati wa-ridwan. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyah. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. And he said, philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Dear listeners, it has appeared in the Islamic sources that belief is nothing but love. So when we face the terminology of love, when we look at it from different aspects and perspectives, we can see that it has been rendered or translated into different forms. Different things are made equals with this kind of love. And one of them is belief. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, belief or iman is love and hatred. Iman is hubb and bughd. And also Fudayl bin Yasar reports, I asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about love and hatred, whether they are part of belief. And he replied, and is iman other than love and hatred? هل الإيمان إلا الحب والبغض؟ Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has also said, is religion other than love? Allah the Almighty, the Majestic says, say, if you love Allah, then follow me, Allah will love you. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. Imam Baqir alayhi salam is also reported to have said that religion is the love, and love is the religion. So you see, this is truly teaching us the importance of the concept of love. And this is one of the most prominent instances and examples of Almighty Allah's grace. This is only and nothing else. This is just tawfiqullah. This is just Almighty Allah's grace. And this is the example of mahabbatullah. Illa fi waqtin ayqadhtani limahabbatik. I could not control myself. I could not desist from your disobedience. But you were the one who awakened me. Limahabbatik. You awakened me because of your grace. Because you loved me. Because I was your servant. And you had grace and favor for me. If worship is out of love, eagerness and yearning, then there is no pleasure, there is no sweetness above it. Imam Zainul Abidin, who is among the ones who has tasted the pure sweetness of love and remembrance of Allah, he is the one who says, O Allah, how pleasant is the taste of your love, and how sweet is the drink of your proximity. So, this is the importance of mahabba and love of the Almighty Allah, for which we will try to uncover different aspects in the next episodes. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك حيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان